Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Samach Dalet. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by a lifelong Talmud of Rabbi Kelmer, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, Li'ilui Nishmaso. It's also sponsored by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minion, Li'ilui Nishmaso. Our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Alevi, and Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael, Yaakov Alev Shalom, and for Shalom to Fega Peril Bastavar Rivka. It's also sponsored by Shaki Klar, Lili Nishmas's mother, Yanti Bas Avram Ala Shalom's yard site is this week, Nisham Shavan Aliyah, and it's also sponsored by Alan Rice, Lili Nishmas's father, Avraham Ben Yitzchak, the Nisham Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. As we mentioned today, is Daf Samach Dalet. Elisha left off yesterday. He told me on Daf Samach Gimelam and Beis of the first wide line, Tanya Kavase, Deraf Pap. So what we're going to discuss is, we've been talking about the Isser of Lo Sishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that you're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach when you have Chametz around. But what does that mean? When who has Chametz around? What about the Kohen who's burning the Emurim of the Karban? Is he, if he has Chametz around, is that a violation of this Isser? What about a person who does Melika on a bird Karban on Pesach? Is that a violation of Lo Sishchar al Chametz Dam Zivchi? So we're going to have a stira between two brisos on both of those issues. And we're going to reconcile that stira. The Gemara is then going to explain the opinions of both Tanoim in the Mishnah who apply the Yisra of Lo Sishchar Chametz Dam Zivchi to other Karbanos other than Karban Pesach. And then we're going to have a long Mishnah that describes the entire process of bringing the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara is going to point out that we learn many principles in Halacha from that process. We're going to have the principle, for example, of Baravam Hadras Melech and Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos, some of the most popular, well-known principles of mitzvos, of Klalei Mitzvos, that we derive from this process of Karban Pesach. So let's begin, again, Tanya Kavase Rav Papa, the first wide line, on Samach Gimlam Beis. Rav Papa had said, we saw in yesterday's daf, that the Kohen who's Maktir the Chalev is over below Saseh. That if the Kohen who's burning the Chalev of the Karban Pesach has Chametz at the time that he's being Makdir, the Chalev of the Karban Pesach, he violates the Yisra of Lo Sishchar al Chametz. So Tani Kavase Rav Papa, we have a Brisa that says, just like Rav Papa, HaShochet is a Pesach al Chametz over below Saseh, Eimasai Bizman Shul Shochet Ol Zorek. That's only if the Chametz belongs to the person who's Shechting it or the person who's Zorek it, Zorek the Dam, Olech Mimnei Chabur, or anyone who is registered on that Karban. If some guy somewhere else in the world owns chametz, just because you're shechting Karban Pesach while somebody owns chametz, that's not your problem. That's not a violation of the Yisr. Ve'echra shochet, ve'echra zorek, ve'echad Hamaktir Chayiv. But all of the following people are Chayiv if they have Chametz. The person Shechting it, the person being Zorik the Dam, and the person being Maktir the Chalev. And that's exactly what Rav Papa had said, that one who's Maktir the Chalev, when he owns Chametz, is going to be Chayiv. So says the Gemara, Avala Molika Sa'of Parba Asar. If a person does Malika of an oaf, of a bird, of a Mechusar Kippurim, needs to bring a bird in order to complete his Tara process, and one does so on Erev Pesach, the Sa'ein over below Klum. He's not in violation of the Yisra of Lo Sishchat Al Chametz, because Yisra is Lo Sishchat Al Chametz, not Lo Timlak, it's Lo Sishchat. Urimini, so says Umar, I'll ask you a stira. It's actually going to be a double stira that we're saying, you're telling me that someone who's Molek Asa'of is not in violation, but someone who's Maktir the Chalavim is in violation. Well, we'll see the exact opposite of that in the following Braisa. HaShochet es Pesach al Chametz over below Saseh. A person shechts Karban Pesach while he has Chametz is in violation of below Saseh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. Even someone who shechts the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim on Erev Pesach when he has Chametz is in violation of below Saseh. So Amar Lo, the Chametz says Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Amru Ela BePesach Bilvad. The idea of someone shechting while he owns Chametz is only being a violation of an Isser is only by Karban Pesach. Eimasai Bizman Sheish LaShochet Ol Zorek Olechem Mibnei Chabura. But that's only if the person shechting it or being zorek or someone in the registered chabura on this Karban Pesach owns chametz, but hayelech b'sof ha'olam ein zakaklov. Some guy at the other end of the world has chametz. That's not your problem. Vechera shochet, vechera zorek, vechera molek, vechera maza chayev. But whether you're the one that's shechting it, whether you're the one that's being zorek the dam, whether you're the one that's doing the malika on the chatas ha'of of a mechusar kippurim, or whether you're the one that's being mazeh the dam from the chatas ha'of on the mizbeach, we call it being mazeh the dam, not being zorek the dam. You squeeze the dam out of the bird's neck directly onto the mizbeach. But in all those cases, you're going to be chayiv if you own chametz when you do these things. Avalak chametz asam incha ein over belos asay. If you take a kmitza from a korban mincha, then it's not a violation of belos asay, even if you own chametz at that time. Hamakter is emurin. If a person burns the emurin of a korban pesach on the erev pesach when he has chametz, ein over belos asay. That is not a violation of belos asay. So kasha malika malika, kasha haktara haktara. If we paid careful attention to this brisa, we found a double stira over here. The first brisa said that when you do malika, you are pater if you have chametz, and the second brisa said you're chayiv. The first brisa said that if you're maktir a chelev when you have chametz, you're chayiv. The second brisa said you're pater. So it's a stira about both a molek and a maktir. So it says in all the time, well, wait a second. The second brisa on its own doesn't even make sense, doesn't even work if you read it straight. Tikshi lachi gufa, just look at that second brisa on its own. Dikatani, it says, lo amru el b'pesach bilvad. At first, the brisa says that this whole isra only applies to Karban Pesach. Vahadatani, echra shochet, vechra zorek, vechra molek, vechra maze. And then it starts saying, but this violation applies even if you do malika? Malika? Why would it apply when you do malika? Malika doesn't apply to a Karban Pesach. So how can you talk out of both sides of your mouth at the same time? On the one hand, the brisa says, the whole isra only applies to Karban Pesach. Then it says, oh, but it applies even if you happen to be doing malika. You don't do malika on a Karban Pesach, you don't do malika on a bird. It means that you're taking your fingernail and sticking it in the back of its neck. Good luck killing a sheep or a goat in such a way. So it doesn't worry. We don't know that malika is only a concept that applies to ofos. Ella havaha Rabbi Shimon. So it must be that both prices assume, like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, that other karbanos, when you shecht, if you have chametz on Erev Pesach, is not a violation of the Sishchel Chametz Dam Zivchi. Malika, a malika lo kasha, kan bar ba'asar, kan b'chalosh al moed. No, the reason why it's not a stira between the first brisa and the second brisa when it comes to being molek is because when one brisa is talking about on Erev Pesach you only violate if it's the Karban Pesach. But the second brisa, when it says that you do violate Lo Sishchel Chametz Dam Zivchi even when you're shechting a bird, even when you do malika rather on a bird, that's talking about a Chol HaMoed Pesach. And Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Yisr extends even on other karbanos. The Dividi, Rabbi Shimoni, and therefore both brisos are in fact following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. It is a little bit odd, the wording over here, because first we start off the answer by saying, Havaha Rabbi Shimon. Then we say the answer, and then we say, an Idi Vidi Rabbi Shimon. That's somewhat repetitive. We just said that it's all Rabbi Shimon. So some of the Akronim suggest that there was a double stira that we asked. We asked a stira between Brisa number 1 and Brisa number 2, and then we asked a stira between the first line of Brisa number 2 and the second line of Brisa number 2. So that's why we have the double expression. We have Havaha Rabbi Shimon, both Brisos are Rabbi Shimon, and then we have Idi Vidi Rabbi Shimon, both the first line and the second line of Brisa number 2 are both Rabbi Shimon. So in that way, we're able to explain why we have this double lashon. Haktara, haktara, nami lo kasha, and it's also not a stira as far as haktara is concerned. Because tanaihi, the two Brisos, follow shitos of two different tanaim's understanding of shitas Rabbi Shimon. Dika demakish haktara l'shchita, where the tana of the first Brisa darshins from the fact that the Torah links the isra of being maktir with the isra for someone who's being maktir not to leave the fats over until the next morning, with the isra of not shechting together with chametz while you still own chametz, to tell me that just like the person who shechts while he still owns chametz has the isra of shechting while owning chametz, so too the person who's being maktir is also not allowed to be maktir while he still owns chametz. But vikamandalomak, Hakish. The second Braisa assumes that Rabbi Shimon makes no such Hakish. There's no link between the two Isurim, between the Isur of failure to be Makdir and leaving over the Chelev and the Isur of Lashishcha Chametz Dam Zivchi. They've got nothing to do with each other. Good. Then the Mishnah went on to say, Rabbi Yudah Omer Af Hatamid, that even a person who shaks Kam Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im and Erev Pesach while he still has Chametz is also in violation of a Los Asay. So my time with Rabbi Yudah, where does Rabbi Yudah get the idea that the Isur extends not only to Karban Pesach but to Karban Tamid as well? So Amalach Zevach Zivchi Zevach Hamiyuchadli Umayniu Tamid, because the pasuk doesn't just say Lo Sishchad Al Chametz Dam Hazevach, it says Lo Sizbach Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So Zivchi means Zevach Hamiyuchadli, the particular unique Karban that is Miyuchat Hashem, and that's a reference to Karban Tamid. By Karban Tamid, the pasuk says Karbani, Lachmi, that's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu apparently links his own identity, so to speak, with more than any other Karban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my Karban is the Karban Tamid. So Zivchi must be a reference to the Karban Tamid as well. The Achronim raises the question, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that someone who shechs a Pesach al Chametz is Chayiv, according to him, Zivchi, that it says in the pasuk, is about the Karban Tamid. So the Chora, the pasuk is only talking about the Karban Tamid. How does he know that that it's about the Karban Pesach as well, that you're chayav for shechting a Karban Pesach when you still have chametz as well? Meaning, it's such a great drasha to explain why it's talking about a Karban Tamid, it leads you to believe that it's only talking about a Karban Tamid. So the Achronim are bothered, Mehechi Tesi, that it applies even to Karban Pesach. So Tos Yontov says, from the fact that it says Zivchi and not Zevach, Rabbi Yehuda learns that the extra Yud comes to be marba the Karban Tamid, even though so from the word Zevach we include Karban Pesach. From Zivchi, that extra Yud, that's an extra lima to include Karban Tamid as well. The Tzlach explains that from the word Zivchi, Rabbi Yehuda darshins that even someone who shechs the Tamid on Alachametz is Chayiv, and from the Hemshech of the Pasuk, V'lo Yodin LaBoker Zevach Chag HaPesach, we see that that Pasuk is talking about the Karban Pesach as well. So from context, you can see it's about the Karban Pesach, even though from the word Zivchi, you only really see about the Karban Tamid. And then the Mishnah went on to say, back in the Gemara of Yerub, Shimon Omer Pesach Bar Bo'asar, that if a person shechts Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach while he still has Chametz, he's Chayiv all other Karbanos on Erev Pesach and you're going to be Potter. It's only, but when it comes to other Karbanos, you're only going to be Chayiv if you're doing a Chalam Oed. You shecht other Karbanos on Chalam Oed while you have Chametz. So my time is Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that there's an Isser even for other karbanos, as long as it's not Erev Pesach, as long as it's on Pesach itself? Dichsiv zivchi zivchi trei zimni, because the pasuk says zivchi twice. It says lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi, and it says lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So karibe zevach zvachai. So we take the two words zivchi and we take the yud from one of them and apply it to the other one. So we read it as if it says zevach b'loshen yachid, meaning the karban Pesach, and zvachai b'loshen rabbi, meaning all other karbanos. So there are two separate isurim. There's an Isser that's only for Karban Pesach, and then there's an Isser for all other Karbanos. So the Ma'ilz of Palgin Rachman Me'adadi, why does the Torah separate them out from each other? V'lokas of Zvachai, and not just say Zvachai, to tell me all Karbanos, including Karban Pesach. Why does it have to separate Karban Pesach with one word Zevach, and then all other Karbanos separately? L'meimar b'zman dika Zevach, lo mechayev Zvachai. B'zman deleka Zevach, mechayev Zvachai. That when you have a Karban Pesach, namely on Erev Pesach, then you're not going to be chayav for other karbanos. But when you don't have a karban Pesach, namely on Pesach itself, then you are going to be chayav for other karbanos. So there are two isurim according to Rabbi Shimon. There's the isur of shechting a karban Pesach on Erev Pesach when you have chametz, and then the totally separate isur of shechting other karbanos, all other karbanos, on Pesach itself when you have chametz. Then the Mishnah said that a person who shechts a karban Pesach on Moed while he has chametz, if he does it l'shem Pesach, he's pater. But if he does it shalol l'shmo, he, let's say, shechs the karm Pesach l'shem shlamim on chol Moed Pesach, then he's going to be chayev. So taima shalol l'shmo. The whole reason, taima the shalol l'shmo. The whole reason is that he's going to be that he's going to be chayev is because he did it shalol l'shmo. That he dafka said that he shechni l'shem karban shlamim hastama. But it sounds like that if he didn't have any machshav and not l'shem and not shalol l'shem Potter, then he's going to be Potter. So amai Pesach b'shayim osa shana shlam mavi. Don't we naturally assume that Pesach throughout the rest of the year is a carbon shlamim? So shamina Pesach b'shayim osa shana poi akira. So it sounds like no, that a carbon Pesach, still the default position of a carbon Pesach is still carbon Pesach, and you need to actually be oker the shame carbon Pesach. And then if you shecht it stam, it's still called the carbon Pesach. But we know that's not true. So says Mar Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda nizruka mipi chabura, that the whole chevra of Lomdim all suggested the same answer. Va'amru, and they said, meaning sometimes, you know, the Rebbe asks a question and all the hands go up at one time and everyone has the same answer in mind. So that's Nizruka Mipi Chabura, that everybody at the same time immediately thought of the same answer, which gives you confidence in the truth of that answer, that everyone was Mechavein to the same thing. Va'amru, and they explained the Mishnah that we're not talking about a case where Karban Pesach was lost and therefore you still had an animal around that had a Shem Pesach on it on Pesach, that would not require an Akira. That we would assume is Stama L'Shlamim. No, going to show you Bailim Timemeis, V'nitchel Pesach Sheni. Why do you still have this Karban Pesach around the Chol HaMoed Pesach? It must be because the Bailim of the Karban Pesach was a Tamei Meis, and they're going to have to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Ooh, so this animal could still be used as a Karban Pesach. So in such a case, unless you're actually oker the Shem Karban Pesach from it, it's going to be assumed to be a Karban Pesach. But normally, when it's too late to bring the animal as a Karban Pesach, so then we assume naturally it shifts from being a Karban Pesach into being a Karban Shlamim. You don't have to actually be oker the Shem Pesach. The Meloa Roim raises the question, why does the Gemara say Dafka, it's a case for the Bailim or Tamei Meis? Tamei Meis is way too specific as to why the guy couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon. The halacha is even if a person is a Zav or a Mitzora, he's pushed off to Pesach Sheni. We're going to see that soon in Daf Samach Zayin. So why would we Dafka say Tamei Meis? So maybe that's just the most classic example. Maybe it was the first example in the Torah of why we needed Pesach Sheni, because people were Tamei Meisim, even though in a Chinami. The halacha is other types of Tameim also don't bring the Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Okay, so now says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to describe exactly what happened when they were bringing the Karban Pesach. HaPesach Nishchot B'Shalosh Kitos. There are three groups of people that they would divide up Klal Yisrael into three separate groups to bring the Karban Pesach. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, V'shachtu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. So we darshan Kahal, the Eda, the Yisrael. Those are three separate groups. Nichlech Sakas Rishon, Nismal Azara, and Losas Azara. That the first group would come in, they would fill up the entire Azara, and then they would close the doors of the Azara. So, Taku Viri V'Taku, and then the Kohanim would blow a Tkia through a Tkia on the Chatzotros after the first group had entered and they closed off the gates of the Azara. It's interesting, the Mishnah tells us that after the first group came in, they would close the gates of the Azara. Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos raises the following question. How were they able to close the gates of the Azara? There's a Gemara in Yuma, Samuch Bezam Beza, that tells us that a Shlamim that's shechted before the doors of the Heichal are open is Pasul. Because the Pasuk says, V'shechtu Pesach Oel Moed, that the Shechita of the Karban of a Shlamim only works when the Oel Moed is Pasuach, not when it is Na'ul. So if there was a Kabbalah that the Karban Pesach had a din, that the doors had to be closed at the time of the Shechita, we're going to have a Gemara later on that if, let's say, you have a person who doesn't know if he's chayiv to bring a Karban Pesach or not, he doesn't know if the group that he was registered on already brought the Karban Pesach, or if they never came through, he doesn't know if he's chayiv to bring a Karban Pesach. So what should he do? So the Gemara is going to say later on, in a while, in like 3 weeks from now, the Gemara is going to say, let him bring another Karban and make a Tanai, that if he's chayiv to bring a Karban Pesach, then let this animal be a Karban Pesach. And if he's not chayiv a Karban Pesach, let it be a Karban Shlamim. Well, wait a second. By a Karban Pesach, there's a din that the delasos nu'ulos, that the doors need to be closed. By a Karban Shlamim, there's a din that if delasos nu'ulos, it's possible. Pesach ol moed. It has to be, the doors have to be open. Very sharp kasha that the Tiferes Yisrael asks. That if there's a din of ni'ilas delas by Karban Pesach, and by Shlamim, you have the opposite din. There's a din of psichas delas. So how could anyone ever make a Tanai? So it must be that the delasos, that if you have open doors, the Karban Pesach is not pasul. Or l'chadchila, they didn't close the doors entirely. They would just close them a little bit to make a heker that people should know the azar is full. Wait till the next shift. Meaning that's the ni'ilas delasos. Not that they would lock everybody out, but they would close them slightly to, as a sign for everybody to know that you're going to be in the next shift. Stop pushing your way in. At this point, no one else should come in. The Acharonim, though, say that the kasha is not really such a kasha, because the Gemara in Maseches Yuma tells us that shlamim that are shechted before the delasos haheichal are open are pasul. But by the Shechitas HaPesach, it doesn't say that they close the delasos haheichal. It says that they close the delasos haazara. By the delasos, what does one got to do with the other? He says it's not a sharp kasha at all. He's totally confusing the doors of the Heichal with the doors of the Azara. So that's what the Teferis Yaakov and the Mishnah says. He doesn't understand what the Teferis Yisrael is even hacking about. What's his kasha even to begin with? Okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter now. The Kohanim would stand in rows, would be a day in Bezichei Kesef, and they would hold cups made out of silver, bezichei zav, or cups made out of gold, shura shekula kesef kesef, and shura shekula zav, zav. If you were in a line of Kohanim that were carrying silver cups, so everyone in that line carried silver cups. If you were in line that carried gold cups, everyone in the line carried gold. Lo yumu uravin, they wouldn't mix silver and gold, meaning it looked nice. Everyone was carrying, there was a uniformity in each line. V'lo bezichen shulayim, and the cups that they held didn't have a flat bottom that they could put it down, because shami yanichum yikra shadam. Because if they do that, then they might put down the cup on this flat surface, and then the dam will become congealed, and then they're not going to be able to do zrika sadam anymore. Shachat Yisrael, so then Yisrael could go and shech the Karban Pesach, because shechitas kshera bizar, the Gemara is going to say. So even Yisrael could shech his own Karban Pesach, but v'kibala kohen, from Kabbalah ve'elach, from the time of Kabbalah sadam and on, then you need kohanim. So kohen has to catch the blood from the neck of the Karban, no so the chaveru, and that kohen hands off the blood to he catches it in a cup and he hands it off to another kohen, v'chaveru l'chaveru, and they pass it up the line. Mekabelas amalei u'machzeres harekan. So they keep passing cups along the line till they get to the mizbeach to be zorek v'dam, and then they pass back the empty cups. So I take the full cup from the guy next to me, and then I give him back the empty cup that I just received from the guy on my other side. If I were a kohen, kohen akoriv etzal mizbeach zorko zrika achas k'neged yisod, and then the kohen who's closest to the mizbeach does one zrika on a part of the Mizbeach where there is a Yisod. The Yisod, a Mizbeach, only went around the north and the west sides of the Mizbeach, not the south and the east sides of the Mizbeach. So they'd have to do the Zrika on a part where there is a Yisod. So you see that they would pass that they would pass it along the line. The Arzurur raises a question that the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to say, by the way, that the reason they would do this system, instead of just having each guy run and bring it himself, they would pass it from one person to the next, the Gemara is going to say, bravo, get as many people involved as possible, so that way each carbon has all of these people involved. So ask the Yor Zeruah, the Mishnah Maseches Tamid tells us that when they shechted the carbon Tamid, the Kohen who was Mekabel the Dam would bring it himself to the Mizbeach. What happened to Barov HaMadras Melech? Why by the carbon Tamid don't we try to ensure this same Barov HaMadras Melech? So he says, it's a little bit difficult, but he says Barov HaMadras Melech has its limitations, meaning by carbon Tamid you already have so many people involved in the carbon Tamid. You learn the Mishnah Yisin Tamid. There's so many people involved in bringing the Karban Tamid, so we don't need to just bring more people unnecessarily. When you would only have a couple of people involved if you were to do it normally, so then we artificially add more people to the process. But if the process automatically already has so many people involved, it's unnecessary to add more people to the process. Okay, says the Mishnah for the Yatsa Kasri Shona, then the first group leaves, Nichlus HaKashniya, the second group comes in, Yatsa Shniya, Nichlus HaShlishes. When the second group rotates out, the third one comes in. Kamaisa Rishon Kachmasa Shnia Vashlishes, but it was the same process that was repeated for the second one and the third group. Karuas Hallel, the entire group, when they started shechting their karbanos, they would say Hallel. Im Gamru, if they finished the Hallel and there were still more people that haven't shechted their karban Pesach, Shanu, they'd start again, they'd go a second round. Vim Shanu, and if they finished the second round, Shilshu, so they'd start a third round of Hallel. Aval Bishlo Shilshu Mimeim, but it never got to that point because the Kohanim were such zrizin, they were so quick and in doing this malacha that no matter how many people there were bringing Karban Pesach, it never took to a third Hallel. I don't know what kinds of nigunim they used, if it was more karbachi kind of Hallel. I don't know, it doesn't say like how slow the Hallel was, but it never took a third time to say the Hallel. Rabbi Yudomer Mimeim Shal Kashlishis Lo Igiu La Hafti Kishma Hashem Mipnei Sha'ama Muatin, that in the third group there were so few people left in the third, for the third group, because everyone packed into the first and second group, that they didn't even get on the first round of Hallel to Hafti Kishma Hashem, because they finished all the karbanos before they got to that point. Now in the din of Amiras Hallel in general, while they bring the Karban Pesach, there's a Machlokas Rambam and Ramban whether it's a din min haTorah or a din midrabbanan. The Rambam in the first Shoresh of Sefer HaMitzvos has a problem with the way the Bahag counted the Taryag Mitzvos, because the Bahag counts among the Taryag Mitzvos things like Kriyas HaMegillah, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvos midrabbanan, and the Rambam and Kriyas HaHallel on the 18 days that we say Hallel. And the Rambam says, how can you count Hallel as one of the Taryag Mitzvos? It wasn't said in the Torah. The Chachamim were misakin Hallel. And the Rambam says, V'yistakel mimisha yishma l'shonim nemelol moshe v'sina v'yimna Kriyas HaHallel sheshavach bo David olav ha-shalom ha-kel yisal ha-shetziva bo Moshe. He says it doesn't make sense. How can you say that one of the Taryag Mitzvos that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from Har Sinai was to say something that David HaMelech composed? David HaMelech wasn't around yet. How could it be that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyas HaHallel? I mean, he's taking issue with the Bahag's whole idea that among the Taryag Mitzvos that Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yidei Moshe could be mitzvahs d'rabbanan. The Ramban responds to the Rambam and he says, according to the Rambam in himself, in the very first halach in Hilchus Tefillah, Tefillah is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Who was misakin how we daven? The Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misakin how we daven. They weren't around in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't around at Maimon Har Sinai. Elamai, there was a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven in whatever way, and Anshei Knesset Gedolah gave a format to the tefillah. So says the Ramban, the same could probably be true about Hallel, that there was a mitzvah to be Mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mahalel Shabeach, based on however you want, until David HaMelech came, and he gave a form to the Hallel. However, the Megillas Esther asks on the Ramban that by tefillah, you say there's a mitzvah to say, because we derive it from Psukim. So when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakin and Nusach HaTfilah, they were Mekayim, the mitzvah of tefillah, as the Psukim say. But Hallel, there's no makom in the Torah that tells us that there's a din of Kriyas HaHallel. So it sounds like David HaMelech was Mesakin it entirely. So that's the question, whether the Kriyas HaHallel in general could be a mitzvah midrabanan, or whether it's a mitzvah midah oraisa. But the Hallel B'Shas HaSiyas HaPesach, the Chikrei Lev writes that from Lashon Ramban, it seems that he was bothered by this kasha lomi yispalal al hahalal shen stavel Moshe Misinai, that the makar din of halal is halachal Moshe Misinai, but he says it's dochet to say that the makar of halal is halachal Moshe Misinai because it's not listed amongst the other halachals that were nemru l'moshe Misinai. So he says according to the Rambam, the Amiras halal is a mitzvah drabanan, even Amiras halal b'shas asiyas hapesach is a mitzvah drabanan, because the Gemara is going to say later on that there was a machlokas who said the Hallel. Was it Moshe v'Yisrael at the time that they were all in the Yam, or was it David HaMelech? And the Gemara says it must be that Moshe and Yisrael said it, from the fact that it can't be that they were makriv their Pesach and they were nota the lulav and they didn't say Hallel. Well, Hallel during Sukkot is vaday midrabanan, and the Gemara includes Hallel with Hakravas Karban Pesach together with Hallel at Netilas Lulav. So that makes it sound like whatever the status of Hallel by Netilas Lulav is, that's the same status of Hallel when it comes to Hakravas HaPesach. Again, there's also Machlokes Rishonim who read the Hallel, who said the Hallel when they were bringing the Karban. Rashi says it was the people in the groups themselves that would say the Hallel, but Tos says, no, it was the Levim that would say the Hallel when the Yisraelim were busy shechting their Karbanos. So the Briska Rav has a beautiful Ha'ara over here. He says that there's tzvei dinim in Shechitas Karban Pesach. There's a din of shir of a karban that the Levim are supposed to sing at the time of the karbanos. That's learned from Al Zivchei Shalmeichem that it says by the Chatzotzos. So Karban Pesach is included in that. And then there's a second din of Halal B'Shas Asiyas HaPesach, which is not a din of shir of a karban. That's derived that it can't be that the Gemara is going to say later on. It can't be that Kali Shol Shechs are on Karban Pesach and they're going to be note of their own lulav and not say Halal. So basically the Brisker Rav says, yeah, who said halal? Both. The Levim said halal because that's a shir ala karban. That's Mekayim, the din of shir ala karban. And the people themselves, the Yisraelim themselves, also said halal because that's part of the din that it's efshar, that it's impossible, the Gemara is going to say, that you can have people shechting Karban Pesach and not saying halal. How can it be such a thing? So that's why it could be that they're both correct. Okay, says the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, further. Where are we up to? The same way they would do Akravos Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach on a weekday, so too when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. So the Shkanim and Dichmes Azara Shlo Bertzon Chachamim. But the Kohanim had a practice that they would clean off the floor of the Azara even on Shabbos when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and the Chum were not particularly happy about that. The way they would clean the floor of the Azara, Rashi points out, is that there was a drainage system. There was Namas Hamayim that went through the Azara and it drained out. So they would plug up the drain so that the water would back up, and then the water would cover the entire floor of the Azara, and then they would unplug the drain and all the water would wash out whatever was on the floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosayim Memali Midamat HaRoves Zrokas Rika Chaskav Imzek Lo Delacham. Another practice that they had, Rabbi Yehuda said, is that they would take one cup of dam from all the dam that was on the floor of the Azara and they would throw it on the Mizbeach, and the Chum were not happy about that either. So Ketza Tolanim Avshitin, how would they hang the animals in order to skin them? Unkali Yishol Barzal Yikvun B'Ksalim U'Bamudim Shaben Tolanim Avshitin. They would have hooks that were there in the Beis HaMikdash where they would hang the animals and they would skin them. But there were so many karbanos being brought, there weren't enough hooks for everybody. So if you didn't have a hook, maklos dakim v'chalakim hayusham. They had these boards that were very narrow and smooth. And you would run it across your shoulder, this board, from your shoulder to someone else's shoulder. Everyone would pair up with each other and they'd run the boards across their shoulders. They would hang the animal over that board as they were skinning the animal. Rabbi Elazar Omer Arbaas Shchalios B'Shabbes. Ooh, but if it was Shabbos when Erev Pesach fell out, so you couldn't use these boards. Maniach Yado Al Kasev Chavero. So instead, what you would do is you would put your left hand on your friend's right shoulder. He would put his left hand on your right shoulder. V'yad Chavero Al Ksefo. His left hand on your right shoulder. V'tola, and you would hang the carbon over your arms, your outstretched arms. Umafshit, and you'd use your free hand to skin the Karban Pesach. Why couldn't they do this on Shabbos? Why couldn't they use these boards on Shabbos? So Rashi says, because you're not allowed to make these boards on Shabbos. It's tikkun mana to make these boards on Shabbos. It's or memachik, whatever. It's something. It's some violation of some halacha to make these boards on Shabbos. So the Tzach says, okay, so make them on Erev Shabbos. I mean, just because you can't make them on Shabbos, why, that's the reason not to use them on Shabbos. Also, the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel, says that they didn't use these makalos on Shabbos because of an isser muktza. It doesn't sound it's based on that you're going to make them on Shabbos, and that's the Rambam and the Bartanura say no, it's nothing to do with malacha. It's about muktza, that these makalos are considered to be muktza, that they're also betul to mishum muktza. Why are they muktza if they're mucha me'er of Shabbos to use them? So what would be the problem? L'chorah should not be considered a tiltul shalol l'tzorech. So you have to say that since they had the other option of using each other's arms to skin the Karban Pesach, that's called shalol l'tzorech. A little bit difficult. Kara'o, after they tore the animal open, they would take out the innards, the fats, and the inside intestines. Nisana b'magis, they would put it in a large plate. V'ktirin al gabim zech, and they would burn it all on the mizbech that way. Yatsa kas rishon aviyash l'barabai. So when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, the first group would leave the Azara after they were marked for the Karban Pesach, and they would hang out, wait on Har HaBayis until Shabbos was over. Shniya Bechel, the second group would wait by the Chel, between the Sorig and the Ezras Nashim, and Shlishis B'Mekama Omedes, and the third group would stay in the Azara where they shechted their Karban Pesach, and they would wait till Shabbos was over. Chashecha Yotzu V'Tzalos Pischein. But once Shabbos is over, then they can go home and roast the Karban Pesach. They couldn't do that on Shabbos, not allowed to roast an animal on Shabbos, so they would wait till Shabbos is over, and then they would would roast the carbon Pesach. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Eine Pesach Gnish Chadol, so says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Eine Pesach Gnish Chadol, B'sholosh Kitos, Shel Shloshim Shloshim Bnei Adam. The carbon Pesach can only be shechted if you have three groups of 30 people each. My Taima, Kahal, the Eda, the Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says that there's a Kahal, an Eda, and a Yisrael. Each of those groups has 10 people in it. So Mesapkalon, Ibe Basa Achas, Ibe Ze Achazeh. When we talk about a Kahal, an Eda, and a Yisrael, does that mean that the Kahal, the Eda, and the Yisrael all need to be together, meaning you need 30 people together, or Bezeh Achazeh, you need three rotations. So Hilkach Binan, Sholosh Kito, Sholosh M'Sholosh M'Nei Adam. So we cover both possibilities by making sure we have three groups of 30 each. If the Torah meant that you need 30 people at once, you have it. And if the Torah meant that you need 10 people in three separate groups, you have that too. So Hilkach B'Chamishinami Sagya. So really, you could have just 50 people in total. You don't need 90 people. Because the Aili Tlas and Vavdi, you could have 30 people in the first group, and then Aili Asar Venafki Asar, then you could just replace 10 of those people with 10 new people, and Aili Asar Venafki Asar, replace 10 of those people with 10 other new people. The Mi'iri says, what do you mean replace? You could even have first group of 30, says the Mi'iri, have all of them leave. All of them after the first group, and then the second group of 10, and the third group of 10. Because if you need 30 at once, then you don't need three groups, meaning there are two possibilities over here. Either 30 people all at one time, in which case you only need one slot, or 10 people in three consecutive slots. So if you have 30, 10, and 10, you also cover the requirement. But it doesn't seem that that's the way Rashi understood, and it doesn't seem that that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Okay, Nichlas Hakas Rishon. We then said the first group comes in, they fill up the Azara, they close the doors of the Azara. See it? Rabbi Amar Ninalu, Rav Amar Noel in Tanan. Abai says Ninalu Tanan, that it was a nace, that the doors themselves closed, and Rav says, no, they would have to close them. The nafkamina between them is, are we samech on a nes? Abai says they closed on their own. We're samech on a nes. That however many came in, and then they were samech on a nes. That were closed. Rava amar noel in tanan, velo samechin on nisa. No, they would have to actually close it. You can't be samech on a nes. Vahad tanan, that which the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah Maseches Edios, tells us, Maseches Edios was bo b'yom nishnes, right? We learn in Brachos Tav Chav Ches, that the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed the Nasi, so that's when that's the day that Maseches Edios was instituted, because he changed the admission policy into the yeshiva from what it was in the days of Rabbi Gamliel. In Rabbi Gamliel, they only allowed the Talmidim that were Tocho Kabaro, but then he allowed everybody to come into the Beis Medrash, and they had to add 400 Safsalim in the Beis Medrash, and everyone had what to say, so everyone had reports of what to say, so they learned all of Maseches Edios. So Vahaditzan in Maseches Edios tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'sholom shakavya ben ma'alalel nisnada she'nazar ninelas al kol v'mishol b'chokm v'yoscheit kakavya ben ma'alalel. In the context over there, there was a sheet that said that Akavya ben ma'alalel was put into a nidui. So Rabbi Yehuda said, it can't be! There was never such a chashva person, a person that had such chachman yoscheit, that had the doors close on him like Akavya ben ma'alalel. So what does that mean, the doors close on him? Did they close the doors, or did the doors close themselves? So Abai Matayis Tamei, Rav Matayis Tamei, Abai Matayis Tamei, in Bazar B'Shah, Shenina Lo, Al Kol Adam Yisrael, B'Chach Mabir, Shechid Kakav, Ibn Malalel, Rav Matayis Tamei, in Bazar B'Shah, Sheno Alin, Osa, Al Kol Yisrael, B'Chach Mabir, Shechid Kakav, Ibn Malalel. Abai says that they closed on him, B'Derech Neis, and Rav says, no, there was no Neis, everyone, they would close the doors themselves, and they closed the door on Kakav, Ibn Malalel. What's the backstory? So Rashi fills us in, why was Kakav, Ibn Malalel put in Cherim? So Rashi fills us in over here that it says that Hua Ya Omer, that you're not supposed to be mashke the Mei Sota to a Giyores or to a Shivcha Meshuchreres. So they said, what are you talking about? There was a story once that Shmaya V'Aftalion gave Mei Sota to a Shivcha Meshuchreres. And Akavi Ben Malal said, Dugma Hishkuha. The way Rashi over here understands, Dugma Hishkuha means, a Dugma means a someone who's patterned after something else. That something that's patterned after something else. Dugma meaning that the reason they gave a Shivcha Meshuchreres was because Shmaya V'Aftalion themselves were Gerim. So they wanted to make Gerim look very Chashuv. So the way they made Gerim look very Chashuv was by saying that, look, a Giyores has the same status as a native Jew, and we're going to give her the Mesota as well. So that to say such a thing about Shmaya V'Avtalion, that they're going to corrupt the halacha in order to make their own yichus look not so bad, that's a terrible thing to say about Shmaya V'Avtalion. And therefore, they put Akavi ben Malalel in Cherim for that, in a nidui for that. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda takes exception. How could you say that they put Akavi ben Malalel in a nidui? Do you know what kind of chash of a person Akavi ben Malalel is? There are other interpretations of what dugma hishkua even means. Some say it means that that they didn't give her the real Meisota. They gave the Shivcha Meshuchara some sort of replica of the Meisota, but it wasn't the actual Meisota. They weren't actually Mochik Shem Hashem, and they just did it, you know, Mishum Shalom or whatever, that they did like that. Akavi ben Malal is a colorful character. You have more in Mesech Zedios about him, but not for right now. Tan Rabban, Me'olam lo Nismayich Adam Ba'azara, Chutz Mipesach Echad, Shaibi Mehil, Shem Nismayich Bo Zaki Lechad, Ve'yuk No one ever got crushed in the Azara from the crowding, except for one Pesach where in the days of Hillel, where there was a Zakein that got crushed, and they called that Pesach Mu'uchin. That year they referred to it as the Pesach Mu'uchin, the Pesach where someone got crushed. Tan Rabban, Pamachas Bikish Agrupus Amelech Litein Enav Beuchlusa Yisrael. One time Agrupus Amelech wanted to know how many Jews there were. So Amalei the Kohen Gadol. So he asked the Kohen Gadol, Tein Enecho B'Pesachim, go count the numbers of Korbanos Pesach there, and that will give us an idea. So Natal Kulya Mikalechad, he took a kidney from each carbon pesach, Nimtu Sham Shishim Ribel Zuge Klayos, and he had 1.2 million kidneys. Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, double the amount of people that have Mitzrayim. Chutz Mitam Yishai B'Derech Chochoka, and when you do the accounting on that, you'll realize that the people who were Tameim and B'Derech Chochoka didn't even bring a carbon pesach, so they're not even included in that count. And Vein L'Chokol Pesach Pesach Shum Olav Yosem Yisar B'nei Adam, every carbon pesach had at least 10 people registered on the Karban Pesach. So 1.2 million Karbanos Pesach, not counting the Tmeim, not counting the people that are Dara Chachoka, and it's at least 10 people on each Karban Pesach. But you Karbanos, so Pesach Mu'ubin. That was the year they referred to Pesach Mu'ubin because there were so many people on that bringing Karbanos Pesach that year. Not till Kulya, Habaya Ketura. So it says, well, wait a second, how could they take a kidney from the Karban Pesach? Don't they need to be Maktir the fat? So the Hadar Maktilu, they were Maktir it afterwards. Vaksevik Tirish, Le'arav Chalavishal Zebezeh. But wait a second, you're not allowed to mix the chalavim of one carbon with another. So if they gathered all those kidneys and then burnt them all together, they're mixing all these carbonos with each other. No, then they burnt them one by one. How they had time, how there's even a havamina that they had time to burn them one by one on Erev Pesach when they're bringing this many carbonos Pesach. It defies, time. It's how they managed to do that. So Tanya says, well, they couldn't have done that for another reason. You have to be makter all the chalav meimurim of a particular carbon together. You can't be makter most of it and then be makter a kidney later on. No, he would lift up a kidney from each carbon pesach and then someone else would give him like a rock or something to use as a counter, and then he'd put it back together with the rest of the fats of that carbon. But they ultimately counted how many rocks they had or how many whatever else they had, how many beans they had, whatever they used as to count. Then we said the Kohanim would stand in rows, and if your row was carrying gold kalim, everyone your row was carrying gold kalim. If it was silver, everyone was carrying silver. My time, if your concern is that I might take a gold, I might give you a gold kli and take back a silver one, and it's malim mekodesh v'lo meridin. Well, even if we're all carrying gold kalim, they may not all have the same value, so I may give up a more expensive one and take a cheaper one, and that would be the same problem of malim mekodesh v'lo meridin. The reason they all carried the same types of kalim in each row is because it looks nicer that way. And they didn't have a flat bottom. The only bezichin in the Beis HaMikdash that had a flat bottom was where they kept the Lavona for the Lechem HaPanim that had to sit on the Shulchan all week. Because if we don't want them to have to stand by leaning up against the Lechem, because if they had to do that, then the Lechem would break. So they had to stand on their own. Yisrael would check, and then the Kohen would do Kabbalah. So it says, Yisrael had to be the one doing the Shechita? No, it's just telling telling me that Yisrael may do the shechita. V'kibbel ha-kohen ha-kamashm l'mikabal ve'elach mitzvah kuna. And we say v'kibbel ha-kohen, we're saying that from Kabbalah and on, a kohen must do those avodos. Nosa l'chaver, and then they would pass it down the line. So sham mina halacha shelo beregel havi halacha. So it sounds from here that if you do the halachas hadam without moving your feet, just by passing it along, that's also called halacha. So it says mana dilma hunayid purta. Maybe each person shuffled their feet a little bit. Velamai kamashmal. So what's the chiddush by doing this whole system? Hakamashmalan bravam hadras melech. No, the chiddush in doing this system is that there's a concept of bravam hadras melech, that getting as many people involved as possible is a good idea. The Arzarua writes that there is those people who didn't like the minag, that before Kriyas HaTorah they'd have one person do psicha, and then he would take out the Torah and give it to the chazan. Why can't the chazan just do it himself? Let him go get the Sefer Torah, like Corona, right? Where the many shuls, the protocol is that the guy, the Bal Kori, does psicha and he gets the Torah. So why can't you see it works? There's nothing wrong, right? So what do you need so many people involved? So there were those that were ma'arir on the minag. That what are you being mavaza Sefer Torah, passing it around from hand to hand? So they said, no, that's dafka. A reason that they would do that is baravam hadras melech. You try to get as many people involved. That's what the poskim say. That maybe that's the basis for the minag via bris mila of having a kvater. What do you need a kvater? Let the parent bring the child in and go do the mila. Avia ben liad a sandik, and that's it. And you'll do the mila. What do you need a kvater for? That pass the baby around so much. So they say because of baravam hadras melech, get as many people as possible to be involved. And that way, it's baravam hadras melech. The Chayyadam writes that any mitzvah you could do b'chabru, you should do b'chabru and not do b'yachin, because of b'ravam hadras melech. And Chazal tell us, ein adomu merubim osa mitzvah l'miyut sha'osa mitzvah. And he says that the ged of b'ravam has to be that it's got to be at least three people. Less than three people is not considered b'ravam. Pashtus is, and then if you have more than that, even better. As you include more and more people, it's even better. Okay, we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up again, regular time tomorrow, 6:15 on the bottom of Samach Dalet and Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Great time.
Thank you, Rabbi.